This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, I don't know why this is earth-shattering news, but they say there has been a huge spike in health data hacks since the year 2010. Nearly 80 million records have been lost, stolen, and leaked, leaving more patients vulnerable than ever. Really? 80 million records? I heard there's even more than that. Thus far, according to this article, there were over 200 breaches of health data. Now, mind you, there's been breaches. I think Uber had a breach, Target had, I mean, there's been breaches all over. We're just talking about health facilities. They say in the year 2017, that 200 number that had happened in 2010 jumped to 344 in the year 2017. That's according to a Massachusetts General Hospital study. And in those 8 years, 78.8 million records were breached. And who's most likely to lose the medical data? It would be a hospital or a doctor's office. They say there were also some huge breaches of health data from health insurance companies. So, people are mad. They say a 2009 legal change was pushing medical records into electronic filing systems. We knew that was going to be rough. I'm like, do you really want all this on a computer? I said it back in 2009. I'm like, I do not want to put my patient's HIV status, chlamydia status, hepatitis, diabetes, obesity, I really don't want that in an electronic record. Tough. We had to do it. Obamacare insisted. The Affordable Care Act had it all over it. Well, that now allowed all these health data breaches. But a new analysis reveals the security problem has only gotten worse. The information is protected by law, but falling increasingly into the wrong hands. And by the way, who gets in trouble for medical records getting hacked and into the wrong hands? The doctor. Who never wanted to put it into a computer system in the first place? The doctor. And you wonder why I closed down my practice. You're telling me that I have to take my records, stick it into a computer, and I'm telling you, but it could get hacked. I have to pay for the fanciest, schmanciest system that has security. And then when it does get hacked, I'm open to liability. Why the heck? Why the heck? Now, why would anybody want to hack medical records? Medical records don't have credit card information. Because people want to steal identities. And in order to steal identities, you need identifying information. Some people do medical insurance fraud and using fake names help. But there's voter fraud. There's all sorts of fraud going on. And medical data is like, you know, the dangling fruit. Now, the first electronic medical record-keeping system, according to Daily Mail, was back in 1972, 3 years before the first personal computers. Most doctors' offices kept everything on paper. Still, many do. Then came HIPAA. That was 1996, the Health Insurance Portability Accountability Act, making it easier for patients to change jobs while keeping their health insurance. But it was, that was the original thing. The other was if you're going to, you know, talk about somebody's health insurance, you'll get fined. You'll get in trouble. Or health information. They have privacy. But then, health information was supposed to be easily handed off from one employer and insurer to another if somebody changed jobs. So if it was electronically, that would facilitate this. So they say HIPAA became the impetus for the digitalization of health data. Well, then came HITECH, the Health Information Technology and Economic and Clinical Health Act. That was passed into law in 2009. That was designed to push more and more health insurance and medical providers to go digital. But it also introduced harsher penalties for data breaches. So, the latest study, published in JAMA, the Journal of American Medical Association, suggests that the industry still doesn't quite have its, you know, feet in this. They say between the year 2010 and 2017, there were 2,100 health data breaches. So, as a doctor, I've come to realize that people are going to lie to you. They're going to lie. They are not going to tell you the truth because they know it's going to go into the, a computer. Well, that's a problem. Because if I'm going to give you a medication and you don't want there to be any data that you do something, and then I give you a medication and you react to it, you could die. I need to know if you do drugs. Nope, I'm not telling you nothing. Well, I don't blame them. I don't blame them if they don't want. I've had people say, look, just don't ask me it because I'm not going to tell you. So me as a doctor, I have to be honest, so I have to write that patient refuses to comment. Patient says he will not give me his history. This way, I didn't look like I didn't ask. I asked. Patient declines to give his history. But then that goes in the computer. Do you guys remember that Seinfeld episode where Elaine had a rash and one doctor had notated that she was a difficult patient and then the chart went everywhere and every doctor's office she found treated her differently because they thought she was a difficult patient? Now, even though, that technically doesn't happen, it actually, in reality, can. Something follows you no matter what. You can't change your electronic medical record. Once it was a record, it's a record. Interesting how you kind of lose some of your rights. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart to Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're going to keep you guys posted. Apparently, the Judiciary Committee is going to be voting on Brett Kavanaugh at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 10:30 a.m. Pacific Time, which is obviously coming up pretty soon. And it does not end the drama by any means. It does not. But what it does do is it moves this forward. And Senate Republicans appear to have the 49 solid yes votes, one shy of the 50 they need to confirm him. Now, from what I understand, they were doing the preliminary vote today and then the full Senate vote tomorrow. Well, we're being told by CNN that they are moving forward. The Judiciary Committee, right, which is the prelim, is moving to vote. Senator Jeff Flake, who is a Republican from Arizona, presumed to be the swing vote, said he would back Kavanaugh. Two Republicans, Senator Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and two Democrats in red states, Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota, they also hold the future of the nomination. There's an undecided Democrat, Senator Joe Donnelly of Indiana. He announced his opposition to Kavanaugh late Friday morning. Donnelly was one of the three Democratic senators who voted for Trump's first Supreme Court nominee, Neil Gorsuch. Now, I remember when they were talking about Sotomayor and Elena Kagan, and I remember the news outlets saying, that usually the president gets his pick. And Senator Lindsey Graham, when he was going through his remarks today, had said, you didn't even have confirmation hearings, and, you know, the president would appoint somebody to the Supreme Court. I could see how frustrating that is. I always thought the Supreme Court was supposed to be neutral. I mean, you know, law is law. I find it very disturbing that if you're a left-leaning judge, law is interpreted to the left. If you're a right-leaning judge, law is interpreted to the right. That there is actual political leanings that could cause one ruling to differ so drastically than another. That doesn't make sense, which is a big problem today. We have a Supreme Court where we have five judges leaning one way, four leaning another. That doesn't make sense, which means there will be a predictability to how somebody's going to vote. Now, the Affordable Health Care Act, that was a big cluster, as Chief Justice Roberts had agreed, it appeared originally, that the law was unconstitutional, but he decided to help, I guess, annotate or fix the law. Say, look, make it a tax. If you make it a tax, it's good. So Obama made it a tax, and the Affordable Care Act was able to move forward. That I didn't know. I didn't realize the Supreme Court was supposed to proofread. I didn't realize that. Whatever is presented in front of you, if it's not legal, it's not legal. But going, well, you can make this work if you tweak it this way, that's not, to me, what the Supreme Court is supposed to do. But they do. So we have four left-leaning judges. We have four right-leaning judges, supposedly. Now that Kennedy is retiring, that leaves the room for a nominee. Donald Trump nominated Brett Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh was, I believe, on the short list through Mitt Romney years ago. Clean record, FBI investigations, six of them that came up clear. It makes you kind of dumbfounded that somebody could go through six FBI investigations and actually be a quote-unquote gang rapist that people are accusing him of. Either the FBI, with six different investigations, missed some real important information, or it's just not true. So, when it comes to the vote, if there is a tie, the vice president has to make the deciding vote. Well, the vice president is Mike Pence. So this is probably one of the most vicious partisan nominations. In the past, you didn't have all this. I mean, yeah, there was some fights or whatever, but for the most part, it went on. But in the 11th hour, a nasty sexual assault charge comes forward, claimed by somebody who doesn't even remember when or where it happened, but with 100% certainty it was Brett Kavanaugh, and who had to redact multiple things that she said he did. He pushed me into the room. No, he didn't. I need to clarify that. There were four men, according to her medical records. No, it wasn't four. It was just the two. The music was turned up loud, and then it was turned low. They were drunk, very inebriated, and you could tell they drank before the party. Well, if you don't even remember getting there before the party, you don't even remember how you got to the party, how do you know that they drank before the party? I mean, these are some big allegations. I mean, you might have been assaulted. And that's frightening, and it's scary, and I'm sorry that happened to you. Any one of us that have been assaulted, it's a club we do not want to be in. But, you know, before you accuse and before you, you know, start going down that path, you better have some facts straight. And a big question I have, I mean, being a doctor, and she's a PhD in psychology, if somebody is drunk, sloppy drunk, there's not the premeditation, manipulation of the decibels of the sounds of the radio. And, you know, those types of behaviors don't really seem to come with that. You're either sloppy drunk, or you're calculating and conniving and strategizing. So if these were two boys rolling down the stairs, falling over each other, banging around, yet planned to throw her into a room, play around with the music, then lower the music, lock the door. Somebody drunk, sloppy drunk, if you've ever seen them come home, they may not even close the door. Now, somebody drunk can still rape you, absolutely. Somebody drunk can lock the door. But she described them as being sloppy drunk. Then I'm a little confused where all this competency and this sobriety came in to manage all these other little details that she says. So it's, and again, I mean, we have a dad, and we have, you know, somebody who has a decorated career in the process. And then somebody else claimed that he, you know, spiked drinks. And this happened over and over again at these parties she went to, and she would see lines of guys getting ready to gang rape these women. Why were you at the party? Why didn't anybody call the police? Why did you keep going to these parties? And then you finally were one of the ones that got... I mean, if you knew this was... why did you drink? I don't get it. You don't go to those kinds of parties. If these types of rapes happen, nobody called the police? And you kept going to the parties? This is one of the other accusers. I'm just a little confused by this. And young girls are watching this. Young guys are watching this. And they're trying to learn. Nobody wants to be Dr. Ford or Judge Kavanaugh. Nobody right now wants to be either of these two. Nobody wants to be assaulted. Nobody wants to be accused of assault. And so young people are trying to watch this and learn, okay, so what do I do so I'm not in this situation? And we don't know. You know, she said she went upstairs to the bathroom. Now, apparently, this was an area with country clubs and homes and fancy schools. Why wasn't she using the bathroom downstairs? Why did anybody go up? Why would somebody go upstairs to a bedroom bathroom, to a bathroom upstairs? I don't know. Now, true, the bathroom could have been full, but she said it was a party that really didn't have a lot of people. Now, again, it has happened. I've gone upstairs to go to the bathroom. You know, like I said, if I have to go number two, last thing I want to do is do that downstairs, have somebody go, man, who stuck up the bathroom? Right? Yeah, I will probably find another bathroom if I need to find a razor to shave my legs because I have to go swimming. But again, there are so many things that just aren't making sense. And so people are calling for Kavanaugh to not be confirmed, that the FBI needs to now a seventh time investigate. Well, what are you giving the FBI? What date did this happen? Where did it happen? Who was there? We don't have any of that. Who drove you home when you were crying from this? That's serious stuff. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is set to vote on Brett Kavanaugh's nomination for the Supreme Court just after 1:30 Eastern Time. Senator Lindsey Graham spoke earlier today.
I about fell out of my chair when Dr. Ford said yesterday, I didn't know you would be willing to come to me. The email interactions between this committee and her lawyers, my staff would still welcome the opportunity to speak with Dr. Ford at any time, in any place, convenient to her.
House Republicans say they strongly favor new federal regulations on sports gambling after the Supreme Court allowed states to open sports books. At a hearing of a House Judiciary Subcommittee, GOP members said that they were concerned advertisements and online gambling platforms could target minors, and they said they also feared the potential for game fixing. No word on how Democrats feel regarding regulating the sportsbook industry. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, sometimes when we get a cold, it's like nothing. We get a cold, no big deal, we go to work. We're not supposed to, but we do. We go to work, we do our thing, we go, you know. But then, somebody else in the family, or you'll see a friend of yours, they get a cold. They're just down for the count. And you're like, what? Well, you know how your gut has a microbiome bacteria that's supposed to kind of make everything, you know, copacetic? Apparently your nose has one too. And this nose microbiome may play a key role in how well you could fight off the cold. Now, Buzzel reports, according to a new study from the University of Virginia, published in the journal Scientific Reports, bacteria living inside your nose can seriously affect how sick you get. Apparently, study authors found that participants' noses fell into 6 different nasal microbiome subtypes. These nasal microbiome types are linked to how bad your cold symptoms get, how well you fight the virus off in the first place. So according to a recent press release on the study, your nose has these microorganisms, just like your skin does too. Skin does the same thing. Skin have bacteria that kind of keep other pathogens at bay. And they seem to correlate with both the type of cold you're vulnerable to and how severe your symptoms are when you get hooked by a virus. Researchers found that the bacteria found inside study participants' nasal microbiome were linked to how much cold virus you would get and then your symptoms. So study author Dr. Ronald Turner of the University of Virginia School of Medicine was quoted in the press release saying the first surprise was that you could identify these different buckets that people fit into. So how do you find out? Well, I guess some people who have higher levels of staph, the bacteria staphylococcus, had more severe nasal symptoms than those with less. Now, going to U.S. News and World Reports, it further noted in the press release that genes might play a role in both the composition of your nasal microbiome and how bad your colds get. Now, see, somebody could say, wait a second. Doesn't staphylococcus grows on the skin, grows in the nose, grows in a variety of things? You also have some nasty staphylococci that you could get. Shouldn't that protect you? No, you know how I look at it. Is if you have the type of body composition where staph bacteria like to set up shop, then my guess is you have the type of body that attracts other pathogens. So, what they did is they gave study participants liquid oral probiotics, or beneficial bacteria, to see if they could alter the makeup of the nasal microbiome. The supplements didn't make much of a difference. Maybe a probiotic nasal spray might have more impact, but it didn't seem to make a difference. Now, we're trying that with probiotics in the gut. We're trying to give people probiotics and hope that the bacteria starts to change, and they're finding it's not working. Many people, if you take a probiotic, it's not changing your gut microbiome. So there may be genetic factors in play. Now, it could also be the way you eat, how much you eat, what you eat. You know, there could be some behaviors that you do that could make some bacteria more beneficial. But I really think the type of bacteria that want to colonize you are the ones that you are kind of genetically predisposed to. So, what is so fascinating about something like this is if we want to identify who you are, then what we do is we classify you based on certain bacteria you have or microbiome, whether it's in the nose or whatever, and then we treat you differently. We start to individualize certain treatments. Maybe you need more zinc. Maybe the second you start to feel tired, you up your, you know, vitamin C. Or maybe you need to start changing your diet and eat more vegetables because you are going to be more at risk for colds later. I don't know. So I do find that fascinating, and I think that that can, make a difference when it comes to colds. Now, Bustle, I'm a big fan, they also have an article on how your medications could affect your workout. They say there are 9 medications that can affect your exercise routine. Now, some of you guys will know these. Like, for example, statins and fibrates. Statins and fibrates are used to treat high cholesterol. The problem is they could cause fatigue, muscle aches, so your recovery times may be lower. That doesn't mean you don't exercise, but if you have some issues with exercising, it could be because of your statins and fibrates. And some people need to be on them. Some people, if they could lose the weight, they may not have to be on them. Antihistamines. Antihistamines that help you with your sneezing and your allergies, they can affect your recovery from workouts. They could relax blood vessels. They could also increase your risk of fainting. Plus, some of them, like Benadryl, can actually make you sleepy. So, something to think about. Beta blockers. Now, that we've known. Beta blockers are medications that we use to help lower your heart rate. If your heart rate's too fast, we'll sometimes use them in arrhythmia. They're fantastic medications for blood pressure and for prevention of worsening damage during a heart attack. But it could not allow you to get your target heart rate. So when you want to get your maximum heart rate, which is 180 minus your age, you might need to take into effect that if you're on a beta blocker, you may not be able to hit your maximum heart rate. And again, I don't really like the fact that 20-year-olds are trying to get to the 160s with their heart rate. I'm not a big fan of that. So if you do take a beta blocker, don't try to overstretch yourself with that. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, if you use that a lot, those NSAIDs, those anti-inflammatories like ibuprofen, naproxen, can affect your kidneys. That could also mean that your muscle repair takes longer. Plus, if you do take medications such as those, they could mask injuries and aches that you have. Benzodiazepines, many of you guys take Xanax, Valium. Well, if you do that and then you later go for your workout, you may have lower energy levels. So keep in mind, they cause you to be tired. ACE inhibitors. Now, ACE inhibitors is one of my favorite classes of blood pressure medication. But scientists at the National Heart Foundation of Australia found that they tend to create lower heart rates during exercise and afterwards. So there's a chance that after you exercise, you may get like a vasodilation from these medications where the blood vessels dilate. Calcium channel blockers do that too, like Norvasc. And you may actually faint a little bit as your blood pressure is going down. Diuretics. Diuretics are medications that help get rid of excess fluid in the body. Well, you could dehydrate more. So if that's the case, you have to make sure you still hydrate. Antibiotics. Antibiotics could affect you as well. You need to be really careful when you take Cipro or fluoroquinolones because those could unfortunately cause an increased risk of tendon injuries. Minocycline, cotrimoxazole, those could all affect your muscles and tendons. Fluoroquinolones could actually hurt tendon tissue, causing them to rupture. Some antibiotics could cause more pain, inflammation. So you got to be careful when you're on antibiotics, and you got to remember to hydrate. And then decongestants. Decongestants, you got to be really careful because if you have pseudoephedrine in your decongestant, that could up your and phenylephrine, that could up your heart rate. Decongestants will vasoconstrict. That's how they work. A decongestant will constrict the vessel so that you don't exude more fluid in the nose and other areas. So if you have vasoconstriction, that could increase your heart rate. And some people have increased heart rate and blood pressure. So then you got to be really very careful when you start to stress the cardiovascular system when you work out. So, you know, it really makes sense for you to talk to your medical provider before you go on these exercise regimens. And don't just follow what everybody else follows because your body's going to be different. And again, we don't want you to push yourself to a heart rate that you may never be able to achieve because your medication is lowering your heart rate. Or we don't want you to overpush if you already have higher heart rate. So if your heart rate is already starting out at 90 to 100, you need to be careful trying to run that up to the 160s. 1-877-DR-ALLY, don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours. hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a Clay County, Tennessee, I believe, pharmacy, or some of its pharmacies, have received national attention after a DEA investigation found that they purchased enough drugs last year. They purchased enough drugs to provide 270 pain pills for every man, woman, and child living in Clay County. Now, this is being reported by News Channel 9, ABC, out of Clay County, Tennessee, WZTV. They say it's the job of DEA agents to monitor alcohol control substance move throughout the country. Their databases, red flag places and physicians that are high prescribers, and that's what brought them to Clay County, which sits about 30 miles north of Cookeville along the Kentucky border. Home to just 7,800 people, It doesn't have much in the way they say of businesses, only 7,800 people. It has a city, Salina. It's got a few antique stores. There's Churches of Christ. There's some diners. Four pharmacies. And they say all the drug stores are located about a throne stone away from each other. But they said, even though they look like small businesses, according to DEA, last year the four pharmacies bought 1.5 million pain pills. They say basically it comes out to around 270 pills per person for every man, woman, and child. They say that's impossible. That's according to Martin Reed, Division Program Manager for the U.S. Department of Justice Drug Enforcement Administration. They say it's that high volume of opioids for such a small population that caught the attention of federal agents. Ah. Tara Anderson, who owns and operates Anderson Hometown Pharmacy, one of the Salina drugstores, she was inspected by the DEA back in August 27. She says, I haven't done anything I'm trying to hide. They said during the visits, agents poured through patient records, figured out what's been prescribed versus what drugs are in stock. She said, I never saw that coming. I never, ever saw that coming. Not here. It was a stressful time. It was a hard time on everybody. She says there's a need for pain medication in Clay County because of an aging workforce and manual laborers. They are now feeling the physical effects of their job. She goes, I don't want our country to look bad because it's not who we are. We're a group of really nice people. We have that southern hospitality. Anderson claims all of her customers are sent by local prescribers. But Clay County doctors, Fox 17, said, spoke with, and they say it isn't them. I know the four doctors in the county, and none of us prescribe hardly anything. That's according to Dr. Gilbert Geary. Most of the prescriptions filled here are prescribed by doctors outside the country or the county. We don't have pain clinics here. So now DEA is holding doctors and pharmacies accountable. They're also looking at criminal activity. Not sure where this is headed, but it's a little small town. So what are some of the consequences? Well, there could be administrative fine, criminal charges, Fed shutting these pharmacies down. Now, some of you will say, well, what does this have to do? What does Clay County have to do with me? Well, what if this is an issue? Let's say, play devil's advocate, that these pharmacies see the writing on the wall. Let's say this is a criminal. I'm going to be devil's advocate. And let's say they see the writing on the wall and they go, you know what? We better stock up. We have a community here, people who may need, you know, have pain issues. We have, you know, tourists that come by. And there's going to be a time where we can't purchase the medication. Or it's on sale now. Let's buy it now because a lot of companies are closing up. So they're going to sell what they can and then leave. So we'll buy what we'll stock up on it. That could happen. But pharmacies are very scared. After what happened to the huge chains in years past, being accused of filling too many prescriptions, even though many of them were in big cities. In my neck of the woods, we started to hear the pharmacies said, well, we ran out of pills, sorry. We aren't buying anymore. So they kept their number. That's how they forced their number to be under the radar. Well, we just don't stock anymore. Well, when my patient said, I can't get my pain medicine refilled, the pharmacy doesn't stock it. I go, that's a national chain. They're not stocking it. Well, then I guess I'm going to send you to a smaller pharmacy. But there's a lot of panic, and that breeds a whole new market. And it breeds a whole new market of medication and how you could get your medication. Pain pills are going to be a commodity. They are going to be worth more than gold. And there are people that would swap their children for pain pills. We've seen it. We saw a mom whose child was dying of cancer take her child's pain medication. When you're addicted to something, you turn into an animal. Especially when you're in fear of withdrawal. Now, maybe this little, you know, community is, somebody's selling it. Someone's abusing it. That, it's a lot of pills. And if the pills don't match up with how many people live there, absolutely, that's the DEA's job. The DEA is doing the right job. But you need to realize that this war on opiates And these pharmacies, afraid of being red flagged and getting bad PR, is going to affect if you're able to get your medication. And doctors do not like to tell you to hoard. Doctors do not want you, you know, saving up medication and storing it and having it in one area where somebody could grab it and overdose on it. We don't tell you to do that. But I'm hearing that more and more doctors are saying, you want to know what? Maybe stock up. I'll give you a little extra for this surgery and hold on to it because you don't know if a year from now you're going to need it. And a lot of doctors are doing that because they don't want to write the next prescription. Many physicians now practice in areas where every prescription they write is, watched by a bean counter who's not in medicine, and they're being judged. So I'm hearing that people are saying, my doctor gave me extra and told me this is two prescriptions in one so that I don't come back and ask for more in this time frame. And that makes sense. Then, when they count the doctor's prescription, yeah, they'll look at the pill number. Unfortunately, if somebody gets addicted, they'll keep asking for more pills, so it's not the smartest thing to do. But the less prescriptions a doctor writes, the less they ting the radar. And so you are now aging. We're all aging. We don't know what we're going to face. We don't know what painful trauma we may face. And we are going to have a shortage of accessible narcotics or accessible people who could write them. That's a problem. God forbid that big San Andreas Fault earthquake does happen. People are going to be in pain. Well, if pharmacies are afraid to stock the medication, what do you think these people are going to do? You better have one hell of a safe. You better have one hell of a security system, because if anybody thinks you have pain medication, oh, who's going to know, Dr. Dahlia? You're over, come on, you're over embellishing. Any narcotic you get is in a database. Every time you fill the controlled substance, that is in a database. Absolutely. Somebody decides to hack that, people will know when your last prescription was. Most of the time, you keep it at your house. It's very easy for somebody to figure out who has narcotics if they're tech savvy. Now, hopefully it's encrypted and, state agencies are protecting that. But if the poop hits the fan and for days, people are in pain and they can't, deal with their pain, there is going to be a market. There's going to be some bad people that are going to find and start moving a supply that people have a high demand for. Yeah, maybe I'm stretching, but I'm not really excited about how things are going. True, the DEA did exactly what they were supposed to, but I think it's going to scare the heck out of pharmacies. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE, don't go away.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.